Tanya Heaslip has written the book Beyond Alice. Good morning to you, Tanya.
Good morning, Rick. Lovely to be back.
Tanya, we've interviewed you a few times over the years, and I can relate to this one because we're talking a lot about the boarding life. I was a boarder for 6 years. Your book isn't a great endorsement for boarding life. Is that true to say, Tanya?
I think that's fair. You know, it's a book about a particular time. It was the 70s. Things are different now, but it certainly showcased what boarding schools could be like back then when there was no pastoral care.
Tanya, for you, coming from a remote life in Alice Springs, a very close family, it certainly was a shock to the system, which a lot of people must go through.
Absolutely. I'd come from such an isolated space. And I'd never been with other kids my own age. I'd never even been in a classroom in a real school. So you imagine at age 12, I didn't know how to put my hand up to alert the teacher. I didn't know how to rule a margin in an exercise book. I got kicked out of art class because I didn't know how to paint between the lines. And, of course, I knew no sport. I couldn't play any sport. I could ride a horse and muster cattle, but that was not much use at an all-girls boarding school.
Tanya, a lot of sadness in the early part of the book. There was one consoling aspect for you, and that was the piece brought to you by playing guitar and singing.
I'd always sung. My sister and brothers and I always sang at home. We learnt with the stockmen, sitting around the campfire in the stock camp playing guitars and singing. So most of those songs were ballads, and they're all pretty sad anyway, because there's always a horse dying or somebody dying or a dog dying. So those songs were full of melancholy. And then when I got to sing them at school with my guitar, somehow that gave me great comfort because it took me back there. But it also gave me an outlet for my sadness, singing sad songs.
Yes, it was sad. But when I was jotting down some of the points as I was reading, and we will get to a lot of those points in a minute, one interesting observation you made was the barbaric and over-officious mistresses. But what does it say about them and their life that they were handing out punishment like they were to beautiful young ladies?
I look at that now. I wish I'd understood more when I was there. But, of course, you don't because you're just a kid. But I look back now and think, what was the life like for those women that they actually chose to come into a boarding school, this rigid Victorian-style school, and look after teenage girls? It must have said that their home life was pretty miserable or non-existent, that they chose that as a vocation. So now looking back, I feel for those women, but they certainly weren't women at home happy in their own family, and so they brought, obviously, their own forms of unhappiness to us.
Tanya, in the book, it finishes with you going off to university. Have you had an opportunity to catch up with some other past students to find out how the emotional heals, have they healed or have they not?
So interesting writing this book, Rick, because to do it, I had to reach out to lots of the boarders, especially the ones that I'd started with and done the whole 5 years with, because I needed to make sure my facts were accurate. And fortunately, some of them have got very good memories and they had diaries. So going through that process, in the end, it was a real collaboration and there was a lot of tears and quite a bit of healing. And one of the girls said to me at the end, I wish we'd done this years earlier. I could have saved myself hundreds of dollars in therapy.
Unbelievable,
so
yeah.
It was a very healing process for many of us.
I think this is a very poignant part in the book that resonates about what life was all about. Can you tell us a story about your mother trying to contact the school? She was very concerned about your welfare and the way they treated her with absolute disdain.
What was interesting back then is that once the parents handed their children over to the school, that was it. I mean, the parents didn't realise it at the time, but clang went that gate and those big doors, and with that, all parents' rights. So when I was in a very bad way, Mum tried to contact the headmistress. She'd received my letter. She'd received a desperate telegram. She thought the headmistress might be able to give me some strategies, some way to cope. And the headmistress wouldn't take a call. And the secretary was so condescending to Mum. That was a devastating time for Mum. She felt so helpless. Her 12-year-old daughter, 1,600 kilometres south, and there was nothing she could do to protect her because even the headmistress would not take her call and listen to her concerns.
ABC Wide Bay, speaking to Tanya. The book is titled Beyond Alice. We have spoken to Tanya many times before with her other books. Maybe one positive aspect of it all, Tanya, academically you did very well at school. Do you think you would have achieved the same results in another school environment?
Oh, you know, I certainly would not have achieved those results if I'd stayed on the station, because, you know, the options were so limited. You know, correspondence into high school was almost non-existent. School of the Air didn't cover high school. I would have to have found a school in the territory, but there weren't schools that went through to matric, and the government paid subsidies to the families to send their kids away from cattle stations. So I know that I was incredibly fortunate to have that opportunity, because it did open up worlds that certainly I would never have had if I'd stayed on the station. There's an old joke, I would have ended up marrying the boy next door and breeding his stock camp, which was the old joke that, your job as a wife in the bush was very much to breed the children, and they'd go into the stock camp and they'd become the core of the workforce. So I was saved all of that.
Not only did you develop, obviously, a tenure, but also your parents. And I'd like to maybe talk about your mum, because your mum was caught in that isolation, worried about her children being sent away from home. Tell us about the Children's Parent Association that your mum helped to set up.
The Isolated Children and Parents Association is now a federal body with enormous success in lobbying boarding schools and governments to provide better opportunities for kids in the bush and kids who go to boarding school. And mum was so devastated by the headmistress's refusal to talk to us, and then what she saw as an ongoing abrogation of her rights, that fueled the fire in her belly, and she became the inaugural Northern Territory president, setting up a branch of the ICPA here, and has devoted her life to that organisation and raising awareness with schools and with governments. And it's a wonderful organisation, and now very, very powerful, thank goodness.
When you reflect back on it, you helped a lot of other students, maybe inadvertently yourself, Tanya, with your music, storytelling. You enjoyed your sport and your friendships, obviously. In a word, would you send your own children to a boarding environment?
Oh, that's a hard question, Rick. I do think boarding schools are very different today as a result of the work of organisations like ICPA, and also the fact that kids now can contact their mum and dad, through a mobile phone, FaceTime, Zoom. It's very different. If I was in the bush now, such a hard question. Certainly for my sister and my brothers, if they were in my shoe hearing that question, I think the answer would be no, because they really hated it. For me, perhaps because I was a bookish child and I really wanted an education, perhaps I would. So hard to know.
Tanya, it's been an interesting ride going through your books with you, and wasn't that long ago we were talking about family life on the farm, even talking about your daddy's association with the horses. Then you've gone off to school. This begs for another sequel. I hope there is one coming down the track, because it's always interesting talking to you. Tanya, thanks for joining us on ABC Wide Bay.
Oh, fabulous. Thank you very much, Rick. I've loved it.